And now on Tucson Business Radio, let's find out how to be healthy, wealthy, and wise with your host, Karen Fisher.
Good afternoon. I am Karen Fisher with Summit Funding, Senior Loan Officer, and welcome to our broadcast of Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. As a side note, behind the scenes, I am a mortgage loan originator in the state of Arizona, and as such, I am intimately involved in every aspect of people's lives. And one of the things that I've always felt passionate about is connecting people. People that know me know that I am a connector, and I'm forever saying, you need to know so-and-so, and you need to know so-and-so, et cetera, et cetera. But I do want to be clear that what I do in my superhero day job is I am a mortgage loan officer, which means I give money away and I have an unlimited supply. So actually, the best job in the world, to give other people's money away and get paid to do it. So how's that? My NMLS number, because according to the federal regulations, I am a number. I'm not really a person. I am a number. And my NMLS number is 180-167. We have a fantastic lineup today. Three amazing people that have been friends for many years. We've all been friends for many years, and it is going to be a lot of fun. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. So first and foremost, I'm going to start, instead of ladies first, we're going to do gentlemen first. How's that, right? Okay. So I'm going to start with Edmundo Zavallas. So Edmundo and I, we met a number of years ago through a business networking organization called BNI. But behind the scenes, Edmundo is the founder of Moondog Web Hosting and Design. He's been in business since 2009. But prior to that, and just a very different thing, he has his bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering. And we'll talk about more of what he's done as far as his 20 years in the business of aerospace and technology. And please say hello to
hello.
Our listeners.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Super fantastic.
Great.
And it is...
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. That is one of Edmundo's most famous sayings, and you make me smile every time you say it.
Good.
And then we also have Ginger Carter, who is, you have changed my life in so many positive ways. I've known you for years. Our kids were at St. Michael's together back in the... Well, now that Allison's getting her doctorate, it's a long time ago, but we digress. But I want to share with you a little bit about what Ginger does. So Ginger's background, she is a nutritionist and is in private practice, and you actually specialize in autoimmune diseases, but I know you've got a very personal story as far as how things had changed and what has led for you to be even more healthy, and so welcome.
Well, thanks. I'm excited to be here. This is going to be super fun.
It is super fun. And then last but certainly not least, we have Sandy Agdasati. Sandy and I, we have a really funny story. We met at a flower shop. I was buying flowers for one of the groups that I'm involved in, which is eWomen Network, which is an international networking organization, much like BNI. They're kind of like two sides of a coin. And I don't know, there was just something about Sandy, and I felt like she was like my sister from another mister, and we were both buying flowers. I was buying flowers for the chapter, and you were buying flowers for the staff, and mm-hmm. Welcome. But behind the scenes, as far as with Sandy owns her own Farmers Insurance Agency. You've actually been an entrepreneur since 1989. You've had your own agency for 27 years.
30.
Oh, for 30 years now.
Right.
Wow.
We just
okay.
did our 30-year
wow.
anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to have another party. That's a good excuse mm-hmm. for another party.
Good excuse.
But you've got a very unique background because you worked in human resources previously. So welcome. Tell our listeners hello.
Hi, thank you for having me today. Really excited to be here.
It is super fun. And one of the fun things that Sandy does is that she's very, very particularly involved with the military. And then Ginger, side note, is very involved with our firefighters. And Edmundo has a very special place in his heart for first responders of all kinds. We're going to talk a little bit about the special event that you've got coming up and how we're paying it forward for those. I mean, all of you do so many things in our world that to just pay it forward and to those who put their lives on the line literally every day for all of us. So again, this is Tucson Business Radio X, and we are broadcasting right now. We're actually recording this because of some date conflicts, but recording this. So this is one of the few times you won't be able to have callers calling in, but we are going to have a lot of fun. So let's get to it and help our listeners become healthier, wealthier, and a bit wiser. So Ginger, let's talk about that health piece of it. You're a lifestyle coach. Tell me what that means. That's like people are like, say what? There's all kinds of coaches these days. So tell me more.
Well, really a nutrition coach, health and wellness coach. This is something I started when I got my degree, got a four-year degree from the University of Kentucky in holistic nutrition. Actually started nursing, went into nutrition because I really didn't like working in the hospital. But I love, love, love what I do now. So I get to travel internationally, hopefully changing people's lives with great nutrition. Although I do teach five foundational lifestyle choices. Nutrition is just one of them.
So tell me, what are those five?
Well, nutrition is going to be at the top. And if you don't have that, might as well almost give it up, quite honestly, because it's the foundation. Exercise, hydration, quality sleep, and de-stress. De-stress is the big tough one for
most we don't
people.
Have any stress in our modern day lives.
Nobody.
They're saying that we're always in that flight or fight syndrome. Yeah.
Very true.
As far as that. So, and then as Sandy, in terms of what you see, you deal with people's lives, and I mean, you, like me as a loan officer, you're intimately involved in people's lives every single day, from their auto to their home to financial investments because of the securities licenses that you have, as well as, and this is one thing you should see, Sandy, those of you, you know, you can't see on radio, but Sandy's super tall like me. I think she's 5'1".
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And someday.
And holding.
And someday I'm going to be at least 5 feet. I go to the doctor and they say, do you want to know how tall you are? No, I don't. Nope. And they said, no, you know, you shrink as you get older. I said, I don't want to hear that negative self-talk. Okay. But to see you, and I've seen some photos of you both in a hard hat. And then you got to tell the story about you being in the jet. That was the coolest thing, like, ever.
That was really a chance of a lifetime. I do a lot of volunteer work with the Guard and Reserve. And as many of you may know, we have the number one training base for F-16s in Tucson. And our guard members are airmen, yet they have jobs, everyday jobs. And it's really important to support them in what they do, because they don't have the backup that the full-time military necessarily has. And anyway, I was offered a trip in an F-16.
I'm so jealous.
It was a super life changer. It was pretty amazing.
What was that like? What was it?
It was pretty cool. I actually trained for a year, I have to be honest with you.
Wow.
Because we broke the sound barrier, and I don't think I did 9 Gs. They told me I did, but I think they were exaggerating to make me feel really cool.
Okay, so you only did 8 Gs.
I don't know.
You're like, oh, are you kidding me? I always think of that. What was the... there was the movie where...
Top Gun?
What was it? Was it Top Gun? Or there was one where they're spinning them around. Oh, it's Austin Powers or something crazy like that. As far as that.
Well, it gave me an insight to really who these pilots are and who the maintainers are that take care of the planes. And as the military would say, it drew me into the vortex, and I've been involved with volunteer work ever since.
Well, I think that's huge. And one of the things you're saying is that the Guard and Reserve, they all have their own jobs,
regular jobs outside
of the Guard and Reserves. And with your human resources background and things that you've done, it's, you know, so that's one of the areas that you've got intimately involved in business with people.
Correct.
So what are, and we'll delve into this a little bit more, but what is it about Tucson that you think that's just, we are an entrepreneurial town. It seems like we
definitely. Many years ago when IBM pulled out of Tucson, when right after we first arrived here, there were a lot of people that were unemployed. And we became particularly entrepreneurial at that time for small businesses. And we were recognized as one of the top, if not the top city for small businesses in the United States. And that kind of got my attention. And I actually thought, well, maybe I could do something entrepreneurial. And quite frankly, my husband is a good businessman. And with his encouragement, I decided to become an insurance agent with Farmers Insurance. It's a unique company, and I don't want to go into it. I'm not advertising here, but it is a great company, and it is very supportive of the entrepreneurial spirit. Business is a team sport, and our Farmers was started by two retired military officers.
Oh, not that. I did not know.
Mm-hmm. In 1928. And the way the system is set up is very supportive, and it just continues. It's almost a self-auditing system. I'm very happy with it.
Well, one of the things that because we deal with insurance companies all over, and one of the things that I know that Farmers does, which is pretty awesome, is that they've got first responders discounts, and they really they really work towards paying it forward. And then Edmundo, you basically are the right arm, left arm, and brain of the small business people. And you have a very special gift. I've seen the things that you've done. There's so many people that think that a website is just check, I've done my website, there it is. It doesn't matter whether it works. But you're like, no, let's get it to work. So tell us a little bit more. And how did you get involved? Because as a mechanical engineer, and also, you retired from Raytheon, correct?
Not quite retired.
Okay.
I left. It was Hughes when I left.
Oh, Hughes. Okay.
So it's been a while that I've been
out
of that world.
Yeah.
And when I left Hughes, I had an engineering consulting business.
Oh, okay.
And I did a lot of what they call systems engineering and management support. So my job was to use technology to manage projects and report to management. And that's where I got the background to start my website design business. And my brother happens to be a graphic artist. So I had an artistic side influence. My brother and I were roommates for over 10 years in San Diego. And then I have my engineering background. And because my job basically was taking information, simplifying it, if you would, and presenting it to people, communicating information to people through the internet, that's why I chose to become a web designer when my engineering consulting business kind of went away when the change of administration at that time.
Okay.
The funding for the kind of work I was doing went away.
Okay.
Yeah. So I decided to start a new business doing websites.
Well, and some of the success stories that I have, and I'm going to just give one because he talks about it all the time. There's a gentleman by the name of Mark Ballas, the basket butler, and Mark said, I don't get my business from a website. I'm good. And you redesigned his website and got it to function the way it should be for his type of very specialized, really wonderful gift baskets. And he tells me all the time, like, oh my God, I actually get business, random business from my website now. I didn't even think that was possible.
In fact, he might have shared with you, he actually got an order from New Zealand.
Oh, my gosh.
A person has a relative in Tucson that's from New Zealand, and they found the website, ordered a basket, and had it delivered here in Tucson.
See, now that's huge. And so that takes it back to something that I think is very, very near and dear to my heart. One of the things that I see a lot with entrepreneurs and people that start up businesses and things like that, oftentimes they don't actually measure their results. They are... I hate to say it, but there's a lot of statistics that prove this, that women are even worse. It's like, oh, no, I don't do it for the many. I'm just going to, it's like this concept of noble poverty that, no, that doesn't work. If you are doing financially very well, guess what? You can help a lot of people. And so I think that it's very important. But we're going to have some fun. This is like a living room fireside chat. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more. So this is February, the month of love. And so what I'm going to do, and you guys, this is not go around in a circle. This is a popcorn on it. Tell me what you love about your business. Any one of you.
I'll
just
go
hop
first.
In. Yes.
I can go first. I love people. It's that simple. I love working with people. I love helping them identify problems before they happen. I love watching them grow as their families grow. I love protecting what's theirs and just helping them navigate what to me has become fairly simple at this point in time.
It's simple for you. Let's be clear.
Give it clarity. Okay, yeah. Give it clarity for them. Educate them and break it down into small pieces that are workable.
I love that. I love that.
I just love people.
And you know what? And it shows because you are doing, you know, starting with the family, you're doing now their grandchildren's or whatever the case
that's
may
correct.
Be. And that's huge.
That's correct.
And, you know, as a side note, being somebody intimately involved with the Garden Reserve and your human resources background, and then plus as far as the insurance agent, that background, one of the things that I find is that I'm just giving you a case in point. I've got a client right now who, unfortunately, I met him. He came into our office, and he had walked in. He was like, I'm really glad to see a Summit office here because I had my home in California, and he lost everything in the Paradise fire. And if you guys have seen any of the photos and things, I mean, it was just absolutely devastating. And unfortunately, like, for example, your mortgage interest statements and things like that, that was being mailed to the home address, which doesn't exist any longer. And so then you're calling and trying to find out things, and then the mail's not being forwarded. They're just overwhelmed there. And I looked at the scenario, and I looked as far as how important that insurance is and how, in his particular circumstances, he didn't know it at the time, but he actually was well protected. Initially, they were saying, well, that's all that they're going to pay. That's it as far as the claim. But he had a clause in there called guaranteed replacement. He's protected. His family. I mean, I'm looking at this big, giant man that's coming in my office, and he's got tears in his eyes because I was able to look up some information through our, you know, because I could know who the people were within Summit, and then we were able to get the information. And here he is, I mean, displaced, lost everything, but saw Summit, came into the office and said, I didn't do my loan. I mean, I obviously did it in California, but can you help me? That was huge. So what about you guys? What do you love about?
Well, I love people too.
Oh, see, there's a theme. Okay.
Yeah, and I love helping people realize their business dreams. You know, we most of us grew in the era where you had it that you had to go to school, get a degree, and get a job 8 to 5 every week, kind of same thing. And I just love how people have these creative ideas and they want to see them through, and that's where I come in. So I like to support that and see it come to reality. And I also love doing it in a way that it takes the stress away, because there's a lot of fears around doing things that you've never done before. And that usually stops a lot of people from succeeding. And I know that from my own personal experiences. So I love to be able to take that away for people, make them feel relaxed, having them knowing that they can trust me to take care of their work and do the best job I can. And that makes a difference, because then they go home, they can be with their family, and they can be happy, and they can be relaxed. I love riding my bicycle, as you know.
Yes.
And my joke about that is stressed people are dangerous because they'll run me over because they're not paying attention.
There you go.
So I actually have a selfish reason, if you want to call it that, for people to be relaxed and people to be happy and fulfilled, because then we all have a safer world.
You know what? That is really huge, because if you think about it, that is true. I mean, if everybody were, you know, imagine if we were just a little bit. I mean, it's one thing to be excited. I always get excited and things like that. But it's easy to tip to be, you know, from being excited and happy to being a little bit of a nutcase. You know, so that's sometimes, ask my poor husband, sometimes that's what he gets. It's like, I'm being like, whoa. So, yes.
So heart, I think, really, as I look at these two people, and Sandy I have known very, very well, and Karen, I've known you very well for years. I think all of us being entrepreneurs, I think really to be a good entrepreneur, you do have to be a people person. You do have to love people. You do have to care more about them than you do yourself. It's just really that. So you pour your heart and soul into them, and that's super fun. So I know you said that I specialize in autoimmune diseases, which I do, and cancer being at the top of the list, and I'm a survivor. But I just left a lunch with three cancer survivors, one of them from the military. She was in uniform right now. And to be able to have these women leave that lunch with the feeling that there is a future for them, because I can help them with that future, and I can help them with that future, that is so gratifying. So I sort of jokingly say, but honestly, y'all, I put my head on the pillow at night and I go, dang, you did a good job.
I love it.
And it's not
it,
that Ginger did a great job. It's just that I've got the tools now and the education to be able to help them. And then as far as business goes, I think I'm a little bit unique in this room in that I sort of get to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, and don't have any glass ceiling on the money I make, because I have an in-home business. So online or in-home business, whatever. So I can go to lunch with those girls or come here today or do whatever it is. And I like that freedom. My husband's an attorney and he gave up his law practice. What a smart idea for any attorney, but just saying, to come join me in my,
I love
my
it.
Practice.
I love it.
Because yeah. I'm having a little bit more fun than he is. So it's all good. It's all good.
Well, and for me on a personal basis, as far as my own business, so I'm a need to know kind of person. Very, very strong drive as far as that knowledge base. And so my field of study prior to ever doing anything within real estate or finance, I was a biomedical engineering student. That was my field of study. And and I am a numbers geek through and through. When I started in the industry, interest rates were 16%, and they had dropped to 14.5%, 30-year fixed. And all the newspapers said it was the best we'd ever see in our lifetime. So if it's in the newspaper, it must be true, right? And, you know, so fast forward, here it is from 83 until now. And what drives me, again, is the people, knowing that I make a difference, knowing that I give somebody, and one of my clients put it in writing, she says, I give path, I give light to the possibility of home ownership. So that's for my first-time home buyers. And then watching another client that I had the honor of seeing again last week, known him for, you know, as we're going on, what, 16 plus years? No, more than that. It's almost 20 years. And what we, to watch how he has done real estate investment in the Monopoly and how he's played. And now we've got, he's got like, I forget, we're like something like 15 properties that are now owned free and clear. And we just keep parlaying and playing the true game, the real life game of Monopoly. So whether it's a first time home buyer or whether it's an investor that's super sophisticated, that's doing a lot of different things or anything in between, you know, helping them to achieve their dream and then connecting them to resources such as the three of you to make their lives better, I just think it's huge. So I very graciously have Amy Graves with me, who is my right arm, left arm, and brain there at the office, and she's reminding me that it is halftime for our show. I can't believe it's already halftime, but I do need to let you know that we are broadcasting right now. We're actually, this is pre-recorded this time. Usually the show is live, but we are broadcasting from the Tucson Business Radio X, which is located in the Stuart Title Studio, which is on Broadway in Tucson. It's on the upstairs, and it's very, very fun to be able to do this. So let's talk about a little bit more about that whole thing of what you're doing as far as love and what you're seeing as far as with the people that you're working with. So Ginger, a couple quick questions for you. I know you do a lot of, not only do you do your business, but you, and tell us about your business and your information and the things that you do, but also some of the things that I know that you're doing in the community, because I know behind the scenes how involved you are.
Well, this month is Heart Month. So it's so I sort of switch gears a little bit and do a lot of heart talks. So I'm doing two different cardiovascular talks when you talk cardiovascular, it's everything in your body, y'all. You know, people think, I don't have any heart problems. Well, everything in your body is cardiovascular related. I don't care what it is. So doing a virtual one.
Wait, hold on a second. Tell me more about that, because I've never heard that before.
Well, you think heart, you know, for your heart. You think maybe stroke for your brain. But you probably don't think of things like, you might, Alzheimer's and dementia. Your skin is all cardiovascular. Things like, okay, guys, you're going to love this one, but ED, pregnancy, athletes, blood pressure, cholesterol, it's all related to your cardiovascular system. All those little vessels in your body, and there's thousands and thousands of miles of them. It's all connected, and if anything gets unconnected or swollen or restricted, you're in trouble somehow.
Well, you told me a very, if it's okay, you let me know if it's not, but a personal story of a family member that was diagnosed with dementia and some things, and what the rest of the story is there.
Yeah, actually, that was my father. So something I work with in my practice 17 years ago, I was in the hospital, very ill, for the third time, I might add, because I was not doing the lifestyle choices that I teach. And so I had cancer. And a nurse actually told me about a nutritional product called Juice Plus. So I went on it and it rocked my health. It's just that simple. So flash forward, my father a few years ago gave me a call. He was already in Alzheimer's. And he gave me a call and he said, I'm not feeling so good. I said, how so? And he sort of told me. I immediately went over there, did a little workup on him. I went, oof, we're probably talking heart attack. Let's get to the hospital. Got him in the car. And literally he did have a heart attack in my arms.
Oh my gosh.
In the hospital. So they whisked him in, operated on him. 3 months later, he had a second heart attack. And I said, that's it. I'm not going to be letting my older sister, who's a pharmacist, rule the roost here. I'm stepping in with nutrition.
The baby sister steps in.
Yeah. Just had it with the sister. You know, everything's good with meds. Meds have their place. But if we can prevent that, we can slow that, we can get off that, heck far, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So we brought in a lot of Juice Plus and, again, these lifestyle choices. And that was 15 years ago. My father has not had a cardiovascular episode since. He has gotten off 3 of his 5 meds, and he came out of Alzheimer's within a year. He's totally back. And his next birthday, which will be in a couple of months, he's going to be, is everybody sitting down? He'll be 98.
Wow. Amazing. Yep. Amazing. And he's very cognizant, and you know,
he's rocking it too.
And thinking about that. So what, you know, one of the things that I see a lot of, and this is the biomedical engineering, you know, once a nerd, always a nerd, right? And so I'm still looking at that, and I'm always looking at some of these things because we've had, you know, different family issues, different things like that, and people just not thinking clearly. And I, you know, it makes absolute sense that nutrition is there, and our food sources have been just decimated. I know you showed me, I actually saw a statistic, and I'm going to butcher the true statistic, but basically the amount of nutrition that's in a bowl of spinach today compared to what maybe our grandfathers or grandmothers had, you know, at the turn of the last century. It's like you'd have to eat like 40 bowls of spinach to get the same amount of nutritional benefits.
It's super sad. Even just in the last 25 years, we've lost about 40%. And wow. On top of that, now we have stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that we've lost the nutritional ingredients that we want. There's now stuff in it, like herbicides and pesticides and actually meds.
Oh, meds?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they get into
our water supply.
And it goes hundreds of miles.
Yeah, listeners, if you don't know this, within Tucson, you can take your unused medications. There's several different places to appropriately dispose of them. Flushing them down the toilet is not where they go. And that is that, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of that. They just think the safe thing is to just flush those medications, even as something as simple as Tylenol or, you know, aspirin or whatever, it's expired. So that is not where you want to take it. You can take them to the, I take my stuff over to basically the police station that's at Alvernon and Broadway by the zoo. It's open all the time. So there you go. Sandy, what about you as far as this love? So we've got some fun things. What is some of the biggest mistakes that I've seen that you see business owners make when they're getting a commercial lease? Because people are getting all excited. They're ready. Sometimes it might be a new business or sometimes it's a business that's expanding. And I've heard some really interesting stories about what landlords might do in their leases.
I always recommend that a business owner take a look at the lease in very carefully and bring the lease to their insurance agent to make sure that they have the right insurance coverage. For example, are you responsible for the air conditioning? They may not realize that they're responsible for the air conditioning on the building.
On a huge building that they could be leasing.
Correct. And that could be very expensive and really set a business owner back. There is insurance for that type of thing, not expensive, pennies on the dollar when you look at it that way. In terms of liability, you need to make sure you've got enough liability insurance. If someone comes on the premises and happens to trip or fall and you could be held responsible, just make sure you've got a lot of liability coverage. Very important. Things like mold coverage, flooding within a building. There are a lot of little coverages that people are not really aware of. A couple of the latest things that we're seeing pop up are cyber liability.
You can speak to that.
You have a couple of dollars, you can put cyber liability coverage on your policy.
Tell me more about that. What is cyber liability? Is it like, for example, if you got your system got hacked type of thing and maybe your customer's information was exposed?
Or the
huge.
Other problem could be you get an attack and you've got somebody holding your system hostage with all of your information in it. And they say, okay, you need to pay X number of dollars and we will release your information back to you. That, for a small business owner, a large business owner, catastrophic.
And you can just see the information. It's happened all across the nation. It's pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah. So that is, for our policies, that's something we automatically write in. If you don't want it, you've got to sign out of it, opt out of it. The other coverage that we're seeing a lot of is employment practices liability. Your employee could not be a happy employee. Coming from a human resources background, I'm really cognizant of the right to fire and all those complicated ramifications. And again, for a few dollars a year, you can have coverage to protect yourself against a bad situation. Those are just some of the less obvious things. The more obvious ones are, of course, the building, making sure it's properly insured.
But if you're a tenant in a building, you need to look at that. And then you've got different levels if you are the owner of the building.
Correct.
Yeah, so...
Correct. I actually just had a situation where there was a tenant that had done a lot of improvements in the building and very expensive improvements. The landlord, of course, wasn't going to cover it, so we did. So it's really my job to make sure that I bring to the attention of my client what might come up in the future.
Well, and I think a lot of times there's an amazing book that I've recommended to a lot of people called The E-Myth Revisited. It's written by Michael Gerber.
Great book.
And it's a phenomenal book as far as for business, because what happens is that people will be, so you'll have somebody who's great at baking cakes and cookies and they're going to go and open a bakery. And so they're fantastic bakers, but they're terrible business people. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. And so some of the things that you're seeing, what are you seeing out there?
Yes, that's very common for a person that has a great idea and they don't really understand how the internet works, and especially now with social media added to that. It used to be just the internet, right? Like mm-hmm. the search engine part. Now you have all these social medias out there and it's confusing, and people have opinions about this particular social platform versus that one. Mm-hmm. And that can be very complicated. And I think the biggest problem with that is it takes you away from what you're good at. People, they see the advertisement, you can get a free website, you can do it yourself. Yeah, you can. But that's not what you're good at.
No.
So why would you spend your time doing that?
Yeah.
And also not understanding all the ins and outs leads to people wasting time and getting frustrated and not getting the results they want.
Well, I also see one other thing we see often where people will, like you said, it takes them out of their brilliance. Excuse me. Excuse me. Take them out of their brilliance, and then you end up with, they also will get into the, excuse me, folks. Thank you, Sandy. They'll get into the, sucked into the social media, and they're so busy, 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 busy. But busy doing what? Are you doing what is necessary to make the cash register ring? The other thing is, and you've talked about this a little bit, is what about when people are taking payments online? And the security and the things or the lack thereof. So right. talk a little bit, because the people that listen to Tucson Business Radio X are business people. Mm-hmm. They're entrepreneurs. They might be solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, or big business owners.
Yes. The online payment industry is a very regulated industry. They have all sorts of rules that you have to comply with. They have a general instruction called PCI, that has to do with protecting your credit card information. And most of the suppliers of services for online payment already address the most part of that, but not all of it. So one thing, for example, people don't think of is having a security certificate for their website so that you get the HTTPS. What that does is it encrypts that communication between the computer or the phone and the server so that people can't intercept that. And that's something that gets missed a lot of times, and it puts you at risk. Another thing is what you do with the information that you're collecting from your clients. You and I are familiar with this, the systems where you can put your credit card information, and they say, I'll save it for you. And you think, great, how convenient, except that's a big liability. If somebody breaks in, steals those credit cards, guess what? You have an obligation. You're responsible for that because you stored them. So there are ways to do this correctly that remove the great majority of the liability, but you do have to understand how that all works. So it's set up proper. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, what I've noticed within my industry, because we have very, very specific rules, because I've got everybody's, their entire life from, literally everything about that client. And the amount of pings for identity theft or trying to get into the companies, and sometimes it's a little bit over. We'll get annoyed, but we know what it's about. As far as we've got everything is encrypted, everything as far as security certificate, and all of those things happening. But they don't think anything about it. They'll just stuff is under lock and key for us. So. Yeah, so it's good. So tell us more.
In the medical industry, for example, they have other requirements. Your medical information is very protected. And so, again, if you may not be thinking that you're doing that. For example, friends of mine that are health coaches, and they ask you questions about your health. So you have to be very careful about what information you're gathering and how you're maintaining it and who can see it, who gets exposed to it. These little things can actually come back and bite you if you didn't address it.
Well, and this is something to share with the listeners and for everyone. When you go to your doctor or your dentist and they have that pre-printed film and form and it says, put your social security there, please don't do it. Okay. They don't need to have it. Okay. And just because the form is there, and the biggest risk for identity theft, where we've had the biggest credit theft, unfortunately, are our doctor's offices and our dentist's offices. So, for example, I have to be fingerprinted and background checked to work where I'm at, and I don't deal with any paper money. It's all it's all electronic. However, working at a physician's office, you're not required to be background checked. And so the biggest breaches that have occurred in the past several years, one of which is through the U of A, not the U of A, the VA, was somebody that was just there at a front office and basically was selling her information to her drug dealer boyfriend. So it was, you know, big, big breaches. So be very careful. One good thing that they've noticed, if you've got any clients or any family members that are on Medicare, they have finally switched the Medicare cards to now the Medicare does not have their full social, they don't have the Social Security numbers any longer. But those other records, so check those things. And then it's important also for people to get shredders, you know. So anyhow, well, let's talk some more about what we can do moving forward as far as showing, and this is the one thing that I really want to talk about with Sandy, is that business succession, showing your clients. So you're a business owner and you're doing a great job, but a lot of times the business owners don't think about a succession plan. One of the saddest cases I saw was this family up in Oro Valley, and they had a thriving, booming business. Well, the husband passed away and they had no succession plans in place, and they, in essence, lost everything. They literally went from this big, beautiful home and building to, oh my gosh, I'm having to move into an apartment and I don't even know if I can pay that, because part of the thing, and we'll talk more about this on another show, but a lot of times self-employed people won't pay themselves, they're trying to minimize their taxes so they don't pay themselves a decent W-2 or a 1099 to themselves, but they've just really hurt themselves because they stopped their Social Security benefits. They didn't have, they had great cash flow, but they didn't pay it correctly. So talk about that and what you could use for succession.
Well, succession can happen in a couple of ways. For example, I have trained my successor already for the past 15 years, and she will take over. What my business is very personal, and it grew organically in terms of thinking about succession and succession of businesses. I have some great businesses that I insure. Businesses that are partnerships are particularly at risk. You want to make sure that if one of the partners passes away, there is a way to pay off the other partners. For example, you have three partners and one of them passes away, and all of a sudden you find yourself in business with that partner's spouse who knows nothing at all about the business. Very simple way to take care of that is life insurance, quite simply.
Tell us more about that, because I you know, you can experience, I didn't have control of it, but I can speak very personally about being in business with somebody after a death and all of a sudden being in business with somebody that you've never even met, because that's what we're experiencing in a separate situation in California right now.
That's
interesting.
It's interesting, and it's also complicated, and it's also easy to avoid altogether. I have had success in helping people put together buy-sell agreements, and then that portion of the business can be bought out by the other person's spouse. For example, I keep going back to three partners because I have a very large business, and if something happens to one of those partners, the spouses have no interest in being in it. Therefore, the succession plan is that life insurance policy will buy that person out. And as everyone's hitting their 60 pluses, that's something to think about. And a buy-sell agreement's very easy to set up with an attorney, not a difficult thing. But mainly, from my perspective, I want to make sure that my clients are taken care of when I'm not around. So when you're purchasing a life insurance product, you want to make sure the company is going to be there to take care of you and that you aren't a so-called orphan client that is just inherited by somebody that doesn't really understand the business.
Well, and that's one of the issues, and people hear me say this, I'm almost like a broken record. If you don't know insurance, you need to know your insurance agent. Because it's so important that, and you know, It just seems so bizarre to me that people would do business with somebody that they've never met about insurance.
That's really a misconception. Odd. It's a misconception that it's cut and dry, and that the coverages can be cut and dry. But when you delve into getting to really know your clients and what their needs are, it's easy to set it up correctly, but not a lot of people understand that. So that is a challenge for me. I will admit it's a challenge.
Because of the perception that's out there, they think that you're just the same as
1-800 insurance. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It just doesn't work that way. There are a lot of different factors that come into play, which is one of the reasons why I become so involved with getting my securities license so that I can help people plan not only for creating wealth where they might need it in the event of a death, but also creating wealth where there wasn't any for the future use.
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, it's a big. Yeah. It's pretty big. Well, it's huge.
It's huge.
And by having peace of mind of not having to worry about that and developing a relationship with an insurance agent as part of your program going
part
forward.
Part of your overall program. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that life insurance, oftentimes they're looking at your numbers. And one of the things that I know, I happen to be a consumer of Juice Plus products, and I don't know if I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, I'm just going to say it anyhow. But basically, Juice Plus they're capsules. It's basically micronutrients as far as in capsules. And I started taking Juice Plus personally, I don't know, it's got to be close to 15 years ago. And the thing that I noticed on a personal basis, first of all, here I am. I'm going to be a birthday girl. I'm going to be turning 60, and I take zero medication. Yes, it's true. 60 this year. So I take zero medication. And years and years ago, just on a personal basis, my nails and my hair was just like stringy. You know, think skinny kid, not skinny so much anymore, but skinny kid with stringy hair. That was me, with nails that split and chipped all the time. Well, now, those of you that know me, my nails are like, I could use them as a screwdriver. And my hair, people ask me, because it wasn't even that long ago that my hair was like cut really short and it just grows like a weed. And that's one indication of health. But tell us more about this, because it's so interesting, because most supplemental products will say, well, this has not been evaluated by the FDA, blah, 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 blah. No, not Juice Plus. If you go on there, it is so researched. It's like, you know, if you like to read scientific journals like me, then you can read the information that's there and the documentation. So tell us more and those numbers that make a big difference, because I know it's lowering cholesterol, it's doing other things that might help you. It's not instant. It's not a pill. It's not instant. This takes, years sometimes, right, to undo the damage that we probably have done to our bodies.
Sure, absolutely. So I actually, we jokingly call Juice Plus our insurance policy. That being said, we do love Sandy and farmers. So, and of course we do that also. We're good business people. But yeah, when you are looking at something like this, and I'll just be flat out, period. And I know Sandy and Karen, who have both been friends of mine in Juice Plus forever, there's nothing else on the market. So I'm sure somebody's going to shoot me. Y'all give me a call. You give me a text. I'm ready to chat with you. But Juice Plus is the number one whole food nutritional product in the world. It's also the number one medically studied. It has 38 major medical, double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, independent human studies.
And the U of A is one of those studies, one of the universities that studied it. I know that.
And that study was on autoimmune, which I love. Because that's sort of my thing, but my favorite
love preventing it, not loving autoimmune.
Actually my very favorite studies are the three DNA studies. So out of the 38, three DNA. So what does that show? Your trillions of cells in your body. It's going to go in and repair you on a DNA level. It's going to slow the progression of any negatives, and it actually can reverse. Now think about that, y'all. It doesn't really matter what your health concern might be to have that happen to you on a cellular level. That's pretty cool.
So when they say reverse and autoimmune, some listeners might not know what that classification of autoimmune diseases are. I happen to know, but you tell us.
So autoimmune is where auto is you, yourself, and it's your immune system. So it's when your own body is fighting itself. So things like chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, MS, Parkinson's, asthma, lupus, autism's in there, all the skin disorders, all the gut disorders, Crohn's, IBS, and of course cancer, really sort of the top of the list. So one that scares
people.
Well,
arthritis is considered autoimmune disease too.
And they all sort of interweave and they pass down in the family and the statistics are not good. You have one of those, I'm telling you right now, better step in and do something. Absolutely better step in because we want to slow it, we want to stop it, we want to reverse it. And that's what Juice Plus has proven to do.
Yeah, that is huge. So, but there's one other thing that Juice Plus is doing. It's not just the capsules. Let's say you don't want to do the capsules. I love the Tower Garden idea, which is actually the true plant. So like, okay, you know, they're always talking about, yes, eat your fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. but what if you don't have your own fruits and vegetables?
Tower Garden
but you
is
can
so
say
cool.
It is.
It is so cool. It's an aeroponic system. There's no soil. It was designed at Disney. Jay Martin, the president of Juice Plus, called 30 of us probably 8 years ago, flew us down to Disney to meet Tim Blank, who is the head horticulturist there, who had designed this. It's the same thing, by the way, that goes up in, you know, this research in spaceships. I mean, it is the future to be growing up, not out, to be growing without soil, to have no organisms that would infect or have any problems. I mean, don't we all turn around every month and the spinach or something else has been, you know,
recalled.
Yeah,
down.
You bet. We don't have that. I grow a tower garden or two in my backyard. Everything's organic. It's non-GMO'd. It's vine ripened, so the nutrition level's high. The taste is, oh my gosh, y'all, delicious, and it's stunning. And it grows in 3 weeks. And I spend, are you ready? 5 whole minutes a week on it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And most of that is harvesting. We eat off it every day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Love that. Love it, love it, love it. And we're putting them in schools. We're putting them in all the Boys and Girls Club. Jay Martin, our president, gave 5,000 tower gardens to all the Boys and Girls Club in America.
Oh,
in
that's
Canada.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of charity 501c stuff going on. Plus our children's health study, where children between the age of 4 through college get their Juice Plus free for 4 years.
Oh, for 4 years. That's huge. Well, Edmundo, you have a very personal story as far as some health. So tell, I know that you are committed to health and you're also committed to the children. Particularly, you've done a lot of the Tunidito rides and rides for a child through the El Tour de Tucson.
That's true. So, yes.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I got introduced to Tunidito through the Tour de Tucson.
Oh.
Several years back, just over 9 years ago, I did the tour. I saw a person riding with the Tunidito jersey, and I saw that design. They have a really beautiful design that was actually drawn by one of the kids.
Oh.
And it caught my attention, so I rode up next to the person and said, hey, I love your jersey. Where do I get it? He said, you can't buy it. You got to go to Tunidito and do the fundraiser. So, I didn't know anything about it. So I went to Tunidito, and I found out that there are family services nonprofit, and what they do is they counsel grieving children that have death or serious illness in their family. And when I learned that, it really resonated with me. Mm. You know, because you know me, that my son Victor was a preemie.
Very premature. Yeah.
And yeah, he was 25 weeks, more or less. So he spent 5.5 months in the hospital, and it was very stressful. And at the time, thank God, I was working for Hughes, and I had very good insurance. But what I never thought about is the impact that had on my daughter, who was older at the time. And I also, what I discovered in time is I didn't know how to deal with that stress. So imagine children. And then we try to advise them as adults, and we don't even know how to advise ourselves, let alone have a conversation with a child about death and about illness, right? So that really got me involved. And I've been doing the ride for 9 years now. I've raised, I think, $10,000 or more. And I just love the idea, right, that there's something available for people to have their children taken care of by professionals at no cost.
That is fantastic.
It is.
Well, it's hard to believe we're almost at the end of the hour now. And so I want all of our listeners to know specifically, well, first of all, this is going to air just before another very special event that you're doing. And talk to us about that event.
Yes. The next event I'm putting together is called Grateful for First Responders. And this whole initiated because my good friend Tim is a EMT. And he shared with me an article that pointed out that last year in Arizona, more first responders died from suicide than any other cause.
Horrible.
Close to that, by the way, it's cancer.
For the first responders.
Yes, from being exposed to toxins at the fire sites. And when I heard that, I thought, you know, that shouldn't be that way. These people literally are there for us at a drop of a dime, and they'll put their lives in the line for us, regardless of our opinions, our income, or whatever. And so that inspired me to create this event, which will be March the 2nd at Reed Park, Ramadas 14 and 15. It's basically just a celebration of first responders. And along with it, it's a fundraising event. The money that's raised is going to go to the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
And which is an amazing organization.
Yes. Yeah. And it's going to be earmarked for mental wellness programs. Also partnering with me is the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
NAMI.
The Southern Arizona chapter. And they have some fantastic programs that they can offer to these people. One of the ones that I'm very excited about is they train people to do peer counseling so that they can help themselves deal with what they deal with, because you and I have no idea.
We have no concept.
And really, we don't know how to speak to that. So I think that would be their best bet at dealing with what they're dealing with.
Well, and Ginger's son is a firefighter, just retired. So tell us more, because you've got some.
He is, and I'm excited to meet you because I do a lot of first responder. I actually teach internationally. I have a whole little mini course that I do virtually or live, and I've done it live many, many times in numerous states for the first responders, teaching them about things like prevention of things like the heart attacks and the stroke and stuff, which they're tops on the list in those professions. It's really sad. So I do a lot, and actually I'm going to just have to give a plug here.
Yes.
For any of y'all who don't know. So my son, Tater Carter, and his firefighter buddies, Matt and Jeremy, own Sentinel Peak Brewery on the southeast corner of Grant and Swan. But guess what, y'all? They're opening up their second one. It's Sentinel Peak East. It's opening up in the corner of Tanque Verde and Catalina Highway. Soft opening will be in about 2 weeks.
Oh,
and we
fantastic.
Are super jazzed. So if y'all are first responders and really love these guys, as certainly this mama does, come on down. We'd love for you to support them. Great award-winning beer.
So where is it? Sabino Canyon?
It's taking over Stillhouse. There's a little restaurant there called Stillhouse.
Oh, perfect.
And I am absolutely jazzed because I live like 2 minutes from there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Great,
yeah, just down the street.
But a real-life bar, too. But
yes.
Just great family place.
Amy, schedule a realtor happy hour for this. We make sure that happens.
Come on down.
And I want everybody here to know specifically how to contact each one of you. So please be sure, go ahead and state your name. Please repeat your telephone number twice and your web address if you have it. This is podcasted. You can forward it out. Please, our listeners, one of the greatest gifts that you can do is pass this along to people, because here we are talking again about people being healthier, wealthier, and wiser, and then really giving back in our community. I mean, because that's what it is. Because Tucson is an amazing place. We are so generous, and what we do it's really pretty amazing. So everybody, please tell us how to get a hold of you.
My name is Sandy Agdesati, and my office is very easy to find. I'm across from the Guadalajara Grill, a block and a half east of Swan on the south side of Broadway. It is a freestanding building, easy to spot. My phone number is also very easy. 881-8000.
Area code 520 if you're outside of, yeah.
Right, 520-881-8000. And my website is yourtucsonagent.com.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Great. Good job as far as for me. Ginger.
Okay. Yeah. Ginger Carter, nutritionist. My phone number in Tucson, so 520, is 326-5555. 326-5555. And my email is nutritionwithginger@gmail.com. And if you're interested in either one of those cardiovascular talks, whether it was the virtual one or the one that I'm doing at 49ers Country Club, let me know. The virtual one's this weekend, so let me know and I'll send you a link. And then the week after that is the one at 49ers.
Try saying that three times fast.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Love to have y'all come out. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And Edmundo? Yeah.
Yes, my name is Edmundo Ceballos, and you can reach me at 520-977-4142. That's 520-977-4142. And our website is Moondog, moondog-design.com.
Fantastic. And I am Karen Fisher with Summit Funding, and I can be reached. My telephone number is 520-447-2279. That's 520-447-2279. And my website is ourneighborsourheroes.com. A huge first responder. I support, I actually created, and Muno knows about this, but a benefits program for first responders, firefighter, police, military, border patrol. It took a year to get it approved through the Arizona Department of Financial Institution. But it's a way of giving it back, because I can't be the person going into those fires and climbing that, but I can certainly help them to make sense of their mortgages. I am so excited to have everybody. This is so much fun. Margaritas afterwards, because if you take care of yourself during the day, you can have fun at night, right? Anything else? Are we wrapping up? Are we on time? We are on time. Thank you again. Once again, last but not least, this is Karen Fisher with Summit Funding, and I am your host. You are listening, or have been listening, to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And this is actually pre-recorded this time. Normally, we broadcast live. And this is at Tucson Business Radio X, situated in the Stuart Title Studio, right on Broadway, just east of the Mexican Consulate. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the show.